He wrapped it. He tied it. He threw it away. And somehow, she still got pregnant. Derek Monroe was Hollywood's most wanted man, an R&B sensation with platinum plaques, a tequila brand, and the kind of jawline that made women do dangerous things. After a sold-out show in Vegas, he did what any megastar with too many options might do. He partied, he hooked up, and he thought he'd played it safe. But 2 months later, the headlines screamed, "Derek Monroe, secret father?" The woman? A social media thirst trap named Sapphire. Famous for her curves and clout chasing, she claimed Derek fathered her child. DNA confirmed it. But how? He knew he used protection. What he didn't know was what she did after he left the room. This wasn't just a scandal. It was a trap. A $10 million trap. And as the custody battle spirals into public warfare, Derek must decide. Fight to clear his name, or embrace the child he never wanted by the woman who lied to create him. So, if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Condom Trap. Derek Monroe had mastered the rhythm of scandal and silence. In the brutal light of fame, silence was his safe zone. He'd learned early on that speaking out only made the rumors spread faster, so when Sapphire leaked the sonogram to her 2 million followers and tagged him directly, he said nothing. Not at first. The night it happened, Derek had just finished the final set of his Vegas residency. Sweaty, half shirtless, and high on adrenaline, he waded through a VIP lounge filled with influencers, managers, models, and barely legal opportunists. That's when he saw her, Sapphire. She wasn't the most beautiful woman in the room, but she was the most intentional. Deep-cut dress, eyes locked on him like a sniper scope. A rehearsed smile, not too eager, not too slow. She moved through the crowd like she belonged beside him, and within 10 minutes, she was. They drank. They danced. He barely heard what she said. He just noticed she never looked away. Later, in the hotel suite, Derek did what he always did. He kept it transactional. He used a condom, and he tied it before tossing it into the bathroom trash bin, like always. Then he left the room to get more ice. 5 minutes. 10 max. When he returned, she was under the covers, scrolling her phone like nothing happened. He didn't think to check the bin. 2 months later, TMZ exploded. Breaking, Instagram model, our Sapphire storm pregnant with Derek Monroe's baby. "He knows he's the father," she says. Within hours, her TikTok story was viral. Soft music. A slow zoom on her belly. Caption, "Latif, not what I planned, but maybe what God planned." He wanted to scream. Instead, his PR team assembled like crisis paramedics. They issued denials. They crafted statements. They booked him a Good Morning America interview. He canceled it. "DNA doesn't lie," his manager Reese said a week later, throwing a paper on the table. Derek's eyes fell to the line. "Probability of paternity, 99%. He stared at it like it had been forged. "That's impossible," he muttered. Reese leaned in. "Unless you flush the condom, bro." "It's not." 3 weeks later, Derek sat in his lawyer's office, numb. "She's filed for child support," the lawyer said, "and is suing for emotional distress caused by public denial." "She stole my semen," Derek snapped. "She's claiming it was a second round, unprotected, consensual, and undocumented." The lawyer replied flatly, "You have no footage, no witnesses, nothing to disprove it." "She was alone in that room," Derek said, "and that condom was tied off." She's not admitting to taking it. And the media isn't asking. They've already picked their villain. The court date was set. The internet took sides. Her side won. Sapphire did interviews, soft lighting, tears ready on cue, telling the world how she was honoring the child by standing strong. She even named the baby Legend Monroe. Legend, the ego, the calculation. What rattled Derek most, though, wasn't the name. It was the photos. In the ultrasound scan she posted, he noticed something. A curl of a lip, a shadow of a chin. His chin. The first hearing was brutal. Sapphire showed up in a cream-colored dress that screamed innocence and strategic grief. Her lawyer painted Derek as an emotionally unavailable sex addict who used women and discarded them. She said she'd been in love, that she'd hoped for more, that she didn't plan this, but wouldn't deny her blessing. Derek didn't speak. His legal team advised against it. Sapphire's side played it perfectly. The audience wasn't the court, it was the court of public opinion. And they were eating it up. Derek started avoiding mirrors. He also stopped going out. His endorsements were freezing. His label was getting cold feet on the next album. Every tabloid fed off the narrative. Another celebrity deadbeat. He started drinking at home, stopped sleeping, started obsessing. One night, while scrolling through one of Sapphire's live streams, Q&A with Baby Legend's mommy, he caught something. In the comments, a troll wrote, "You capping. Everyone in LA knows what you do with condoms." She froze for a moment, blinked, then smiled and continued. That was it. But it was something. He called Reese. "Hire a PI," Derek said. Reese was hesitant. "Bro, she already got the DNA in the court. And what's a PI gonna prove?" "She's done this before," Derek said. "I know it. You don't get that good your first time." 2 weeks later, the PI came back. He had receipts. A previous NBA player, name sealed, paid her $400K in a hush settlement after a similar story. Another artist had ghosted her after losing a condom in his hotel suite. Rumors floated through the club circuit about Sapphire's freezer trick, storing sperm in sealed vials, whispering about IVF. Derek had never felt more violated in his life. But then something strange happened. He got a message from Sapphire's cousin, a woman named Deja. It simply said, "If you really want to know what happened that night, meet me." He didn't answer at first, but the curiosity burned through his fury. The next evening, in a discreet cafe in Studio City, he sat across from Deja. She was nervous, paranoid, but she spoke. "She's obsessed with you," Deja said. "She's had your photos on her walls for years. She said she'd get you one way or another. When you finally hooked up, she had a vial ready. Said she'd extract it if she had to. You left the room, right?" Derek nodded. "She used a syringe," Deja whispered. "Said she'd done it before." Everything inside Derek curdled. He wanted justice. But the system didn't have a name for this kind of theft. No law, no category. Just shame. And a child. His child. That was the hardest part. Legend Monroe wasn't just a headline anymore. He was real. Breathing. Born a week ago. Derek had never held him. Hadn't asked to. But now he couldn't stop thinking about him. The face. The chin. The undeniable blood. Chapter 2. The Custody Heist. Derek didn't know how to love something he didn't ask for. But he was starting to understand what it meant to protect it. And Legend Monroe, baby or not, was his. It started with a whisper, a feeling, then a phone call. "She's selling exclusive baby photos to Gossip Daily," Reese said. "Seven figures." Derek's stomach twisted. "He's not a brand," Derek snapped. He's a baby. Not to her, Rhys replied. To her, he's a content strategy. That was it. The moment the anger turned paternal. He didn't just want to prove Sapphire a liar. He wanted to save his son from growing up as a clickbait. The strategy shift. Derek's lawyer, Maya Tran, was a shark in 6-inch heels and a resume that read like a battlefield journal. You want full custody? She asked. I want her out of his life, Derek said. She used my body like a tool. She violated me. She turned my son into a product. Tran leaned forward. That's not enough, she said. Courts love mothers. We need proof she's unfit. She's not working. She's monetizing him. Still not enough. Not in L.A. Derek clenched his fists. What would be enough? Tran exhaled slowly. A trap. The plan wasn't legal, but it wasn't illegal either. It started with Deja, the cousin. They wired her up, sent her to Sapphire's condo with a fake story. A brand wanted to sponsor Mommy and Me content, but only if the baby daddy co-signed. If you can get Derek to take a few photos holding the baby, Deja said, we could make $500,000. Sapphire paused, then she smiled. He'll do it, she said. He just doesn't know it yet. The recording. The audio was damning. Sapphire, laughing. He thinks I actually want him around. I just need one post, one handhold, one grateful to co-parent. That's $500,000 easy. After that, he can go back to pretending I don't exist. Deja. What about Legend? Sapphire. Legend's a baby. He doesn't care who's holding him, as long as someone pays the bills. That was it. Tran took it straight to family court. She filed a motion for emergency custody hearing, citing emotional negligence and parental exploitation. The courtroom war, Sapphire looked shaken when the audio played. She cried. Of course she did. She told the judge it was taken out of context, that she was scared, that she was joking, that she loved her son more than anything. But the mask slipped when the judge asked if she'd be willing to turn over her brand sponsorship contracts for review. She balked. Derek didn't flinch. He was quiet. Calm. Then he stood up and made his first real statement since this began. I didn't choose to become a father, he said. But I won't let my son grow up as someone's career plan. I'll support him, protect him, and raise him to know the difference between love and leverage. The courtroom was silent. Even Sapphire looked rattled. The judge ordered temporary shared custody, but granted Derek primary care for 6 months pending a psychological review of Sapphire's parenting stability. It was a victory, but it didn't feel like one, because now he had to be a dad. Legend Monroe. The first time Derek held him, the baby squirmed and screamed. Derek didn't blame him. They were strangers. But over time, Legend softened. He had a habit of grabbing Derek's beard, of laughing whenever Derek played the piano, of falling asleep on his chest like he knew that heartbeat from somewhere. Love wasn't instant, but it was inevitable. Derek started writing again, not club hits, not R&B ballads, but lullabies, songs he never planned to record, just melodies that calmed his boy. The public narrative began to change. TMZ ran a quiet headline. Deadbeat no more. Derek Monroe becomes full-time father. Some fans still sided with Sapphire. But the tide was shifting. She tried to post new photos. The engagement was low. The comments were brutal. Why don't you let that baby have peace? You lost the bag, now let go. Eventually, she went silent. Then, one morning, Deja called again. She's moving, Deja said. Says she's going to try to get full custody back. Says you manipulated the courts. She's spiraling. Derek wasn't surprised, but he was prepared. He'd kept records, Every missed call, every denied visit, every time Sapphire bailed on court-ordered therapy. And now, something better. The final. Twist Tran pulled him aside before the final hearing. "You sure you want to do this?" she asked. Derek nodded. They had new footage. This time, Sapphire had been recorded offering Legend's first birthday party as a paid brand promo. "For $20,000, you can hang a banner over the cake, and I'll wear your lipstick line during the live. The baby don't eat cake anyway." It played in court like a horror movie. Even Sapphire's new attorney sat stone-faced. The verdict. The judge ruled full legal and physical custody to Derek Monroe. Sapphire granted supervised visitation, pending rehabilitation and parent education classes. Derek didn't celebrate. He cried, not for victory, for everything lost, and everything saved. 1 year later, Legend was walking, talking, calling him Dada, like it had never been in question. Derek released an album, Unplanned, that hit platinum in 2 weeks. Every track was a love letter. To a life he'd never expected, to a boy he didn't ask for, to a battle he never wanted to fight. But the real ending wasn't on a stage. It was in a quiet backyard in Topanga. Legend asleep in his arms, the wind soft, the chaos behind them. "And for the first time in years," Derek whispered, "thank you for stealing that condom." Because in the end, a lie gave him the only truth that mattered.